At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor with Professor H.J. Mackinder, International Relations, Five Capitals in Ukraine Conflict. Professor, we're on the eve of, we're told, Xi Jinping attending the meeting in Bali, Indonesia, the G20 meeting, in which we're told he will sit and speak with President Biden. We can presume that immediately the Ukraine conflict will be of interest. How do you anticipate this conversation?
Well, the first thing I'd say is that Bali is beautiful at this time of year. I am very suspicious and have always been very much opposed to these bilateral talks between Mr. Xi and Mr. Biden, which are entirely unprepared by the so-called Sherpas who usually prepare for conferences, and which also show the United States as paying too much attention to China, when in fact there are other powers there. I don't know who all are going to be at Bali, but it's going to be a very big party. But I dare say that he might have an opportunity to talk to Mr. Modi of India. It would be very useful if Modi and Biden had a talk. He could talk to the president of Indonesia to take another. That would be very, very useful. We tend, as a country, to be preoccupied with China and not to realize that the only way that you can deal not just with Russia, but also with China, with Eurasia, is to see that all the countries are near each other, that they're interrelated, and we have to deal with them in context. So I don't know what Mr. Biden is going to say to Mr. Xi. The situation in China is completely inscrutable, and it's highly alarming. Mr. Xi has now got a group of seven top leaders, all of whom are his personal friends and allies, and among them all seven of them, they don't have one college degree. They're extremely ignorant of the world. They don't have any knowledge of real diplomacy, and furthermore, they are yes men for Xi. And by all accounts, I mean, why would an older man with a big tummy put on a camouflage uniform, which is normally worn by a totally fit, totally trained special forces officer or American soldier or soldier in another country who is really able to fight? This is an extraordinary kind of self-indulgence, and what it signals is terrible, really dangerous overconfidence. And I'm not so sure that China would attack Russia, but I think that China is following their wolf warrior diplomacy, their policy of expansion against their neighbors to the east and in the Pacific. The repeated firings of nuclear weapons or nuclear capable rockets at South Korea are terrible, and the only way that that's going to be stopped is for South Korea to get nuclear weapons. Likewise, there are constant incursions into Taiwan airspace. They had over 60 come in yesterday, our time. This is pointless, but it raises tensions and it wastes money, and it suggests a sort of a belief on the part of China that they can actually take on not just Taiwan, which is already, I mean, it's as big as Belgium and it's very, very well armed, but Taiwan is effectively, it's part of Japan. And there's no way that the Japanese are ever going to let China take over Taiwan. And it should be noted that China has never beaten Japan in a war. And as for us, we did win, but it was a very, very close run thing. So I'm very concerned, first, that the internal situation in China is chaotic and unstable and potentially dangerous. It's not clear that Xi has control of it. And having said that, I wouldn't choose this then as being a moment to try to settle anything with Xi, because tomorrow he may be yesterday's man.
Well, we have one more capital. We just had an election. We have frequent elections, and there is a tie. So our last moment about Ukraine conflict is a visit with Joseph Biden, who surprisingly is now much stronger than he was before the election. Professor H.J. Mackinder, International Relations. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.